Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides Podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed, because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome back to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Nicole Pellegrino, and I'm truly so happy to be back here.
Same.
It's a cold February day. It's blizzarding outside. So yeah, I'm excited to be back. Any update on your wedding, Jordana? Are you, you're always good at like planning something each week. So
I try to do like a little something, although like I am entering into the stage, I feel like, where there's like the lull. Like first it's like your venue, and then you try to get all your vendors in. And then I feel like there's like a weird quiet period before like things start up again. So I am sort of like, I already sent out my save the dates. So yeah, I'm like, I made a few dress appointments. I haven't gone yet. I'll update you guys when I have like actually finally gone. I found that I've been putting that off more than any other thing. I think because it's the only thing that you can't do virtually.
Yep.
You know, so I've just been like avoiding the only in-person like wedding task I've had to do. What about you? I heard you've had a busy busy time wedding planning.
Finally, because I was like, the audience probably hates me by now because literally every week I'm like, no, nothing to report. But honestly, it's because you guys, you know, I've been planning this wedding since 2019 at this point. So I did pick back up though. It's exciting. My planner and I had a phone call just to kind of like start talking about things again and jump back in. And that hurt. I love my planner. Her name is Sarah Reynolds. Shameless plug. I love her because she's like really hopeful, but also like realistic. Like she told me, she was like, look, your wedding's in September. There is so much uncertainty right now. Like there likely might still be masks at your wedding, and there might still, you might have to look at like cutting down your guest list a bit. Cause we were at like almost 200 people like trying to invite. And she was just giving me those like that dose of realism that I think I needed. And it was kind of crazy to hear that like because I didn't even picture masks being a thing at my wedding. Like I was really trying to avoid that. But really, she's right. Like if not every single
wedding outdoors,
half of it's kind of outdoors, like the ceremony's outdoors, and then the reception's kind of like indoors, but there will be like doors open to the outside the whole time so people can go out on this like terrace and
That's good.
Play around. Yeah, so there's going to be outdoor, but which I'm also kind of bummed about, because now that I think about it, people might be trying to like dwell outside too much on the balcony area and not be like inside dancing with the band, but whatever.
What I feel like she's doing is good in terms of she's just managing your expectations. Mm-hmm. So like the more you're like understanding that something's gonna be reality further away, like the more you have time to let it like sink in and like, kind of like be excited about your new potential vision, new reality of how it's going to be, which isn't necessarily like terrible. It's just like different from what you thought. And I feel like the worst thing is when you're like
I
think the biggest anxiety comes from like the difference between your expectations and what actually happens in reality. So I think it's great that she's like planting the seeds, because hopefully she's wrong. Hopefully things are like back together. Hopefully like it's not necessary, but if it is, you will at least have had like 6 months plus to get used to the idea, kind of like being like okay with like how it's coming out.
Right. And I'll talk about this more as we get into the episode, but we did make some changes to the guest list in terms of snip cutting them, which I know everybody has been asking about, and our whole audience has been asking like how to do that and stuff, which I have thoughts about. But yeah, I mean, other updates other than that call with my planner to kind of like talk about the design vision and stuff of what we wanted. So she's going to kind of pull together like an inspiration design book kind of thing. I also started gathering emails for digital save the dates and designed my paperless post save the dates.
But wow.
Yes. Have not sent them out. I copied you. I'm doing
it's easy,
digital.
Right?
It's so easy. I just have to literally send out texts and get the emails. So, so easy though. So fun.
And one of the best things about it, this isn't sponsored about paperless post, but you can tell because I'm always like a little anxious that some people don't check their email or like, but like, I think just as many people don't check their actual mail either. So, yeah. But it lets you basically what it does is it informs you if someone's opened it or not. So you mm-hmm. can like, you don't have to be like, did this person get it? Did they not get it? Like, you'll know if they opened it, which right, I found to be like, great. This person like actually received it. I don't have to like worry. And if they didn't, I'm like, then I text them if it's like a few days later.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice because you get to like put your wedding website link right on the card so they can like click right from it and go see mm-hmm. more details there, which is nice because, oh, we got all of our hotel room blocks set up. Thank God to my future mother-in-law for owning that process. And then what else? We set up appointments for our actual pre-cana classes.
Oh, wow. When are those half starting?
Next week, Tuesday virtually? Night and Thursday night virtually. Thank God. Oh, cool. Because thank God, no pun intended. But literally, so I remember in our episode, our pre-cana episode, a lot of people have said like, you want to do these like weekend retreats. And like, I just kind of wasn't trying to do that. Like my weekends are precious to me. Like I don't need to be like going on a retreat for like, right. like a God retreat. I don't. So Thursday night from 7 to 9 and then Tuesday night from 7 to 9 next week. One of the sessions is called God's Plan, which I thought was really fun because that's the name of one of Drake's songs as well. But
that's funny. Well, best of luck. Please let us know how those are panning out. I would love to hear more about your personal experience with it as it goes along. I'm sure the audience would as well. Should we get into today's topic, which is people trying to invite themselves to your wedding and cutting unnecessary guests from the list? Tell us a little bit more about your experience doing this. What was like,
yes.
What was the easy part? What was the hard part?
So here's the thing. Mike and I had like 180 plus on our list. I said, Mike, as we're about to send out these change the dates virtually, we need to take a good hard look at this list and like really cut down. Cause like chances, what if we get to September and we will have to be at 150 people or less. So I was like, who do we not need here? Like, who do we not need to witness our love at this wedding given Corona times, which looking back, I wish we had said this to ourselves before making a giant list and sending out save the dates to anyone and their mother. So basically I hope nobody's listening, but like I looked at some of the people and I was like, okay, this is a friend or two from college who I really like haven't kept that well in touch with. And when I was thinking about how to uninvite them, because we've posted on Instagram.
So you had already sent them a save the date.
All of these people have
you're
already
for the original wedding.
Exactly. And then I never sent out, I really just, when we decided to postpone, I really just like texted groups and let people know. And like these people, I told them like, even just like through text or Instagram DM, like heads up, our wedding's not happening. Like we're still working on replanning, etc. But I never sent out like an official formal, like you are now invited to the new date yet. So with these people, I honestly was thinking about it and I was like, there are better ways to uninvite people. You can send out a nice card. You can give them a phone call or a FaceTime and literally like talk to them. I was like, these people, I don't even FaceTime regularly. I'd feel weird FaceTiming them to like tell them they're not invited. So I
said, that's really funny. Like, do they pass the FaceTime test?
Exactly.
Like if you're not close enough that you would feel comfortable FaceTiming them, should they be at your wedding?
Exactly. That's right. That's yeah. Truly use the FaceTime test. Like, yeah. I feel if like these people are listening and they know they got this from me, I would feel comfortable FaceTiming them, but like we don't regularly at all. We haven't in a year, literally. So like, why am I going to now? That was my thinking. And so I sent a really long, nice text message. And I know you guys might be thinking that like this is tacky, whatever.
You already did it?
To a couple people, yeah.
Okay.
And I just said like, hey, look, basically, let me, literally, I just said like, hey, look, I miss you. I said some personal stuff like miss you. Hope you're doing well. Like the personal niceties.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I wanted to let you know. I'll literally read the text. I wanted to let you know with all the uncertainty in the world, there's been a change of plans for our wedding and we're forced to cut down our guest list quite a bit. Unfortunately, since Mike and I have huge families, we have to start with cutting our friends first, which is the truth. I'm so sorry to do this. I hate it more than anything because I know we sent you a save the date for our previous wedding date. And if we could have you and others there, we totally would. But we're just trying to err on the side of caution right now. So sorry again. And I can't wait to blah, blah, blah. And then I said all this nice stuff, like personal to them.
You know, that's but, really, really nice. I think a lot of people wouldn't even say anything. So I actually think that like, I think like you might think a text is like, is not enough. I think that's like really, really nice. And like, I think a lot of people would just not send it, especially if they haven't spoken to them to in a while, just been like, I'm going to avoid an awkward conversation and not say anything. So I think that's like props to you for,
Thank you.
Confronting it head on and like being really honest and being like really upfront. I think that's awesome. I must assume that everyone that you cut has responded really nicely.
Oh, totally understanding. And like, think about it. They probably weren't even going to like come anyways, if we truly haven't talked in that long, like talked real conversations.
And things are still like uncertain. I'm sure they wouldn't come anyway.
Exactly. And like, the thing is like, could I still have them on the list realistically because my wedding isn't till September? Yes. But I truly was like, I guess it's after the pandemic. Like, I feel like 150 people is max. Like, I don't need to invite more than that. And our total number that we're inviting is still even more than that a little bit, I think. But it's like,
here's my other question. Let's say things are fine. You can have as many people as you want. Are you now going back to these people being like, if you want to come, you can come, or it's just like, it's done for them. It's over.
No, it's over for them. Cause also it's over. It's over for you bitches. No, and I love them. And like, but also I feel like the pandemic's made me like so money conscious too. And like,
I'm sure you've incurred some costs from postponing. Right?
Yes.
I would imagine there was at least some a cost here or there. No, nothing. That's kind of
my florist had me
the original save the dates.
Yes the original. Okay. I'm lucky to
throw that there.
No, yeah, that's a definite. Honestly, not really. I mean, the hotel cost for like our guests like went up $100 randomly, like for the hotel that our wedding's at, but other than
but that's on them.
Yeah, guests. sorry guests, you're paying an extra $100 to stay there for our wedding. But honestly, I lucked out. I don't know, my vendors were all like very understanding. I had to pay a transfer fee, but it's getting put towards the final payment for like my florist, like a little bit of extra just to hold the second date, but it's gonna be put towards the final anyways. But
that's great.
Yeah. So
I think that's a great text message to send. You guys should write that down because that sounds like if I were uninvited to a wedding, that's exactly how I would want to be uninvited. I think that's really nice. And now you don't have to like hide anything or be weird.
Exactly. It sucked to send. Don't get me wrong. It felt awkward as hell. And I hated it truly. But honestly, once it was over, I was like, we're good.
Yeah. I don't think that's tacky at all. Like what's tacky about that? That's so much more personal than like sending out like a card that you send to everyone. This is like, I'm letting you like express yourself back to me. Like I'm opening a conversation. So I think that's like pretty much the ideal way to do it. And everyone should take notes from Nicole.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high end stuff? I have a solution for you. Newly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Newly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, You can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spill something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let me read our email, though, about this topic.
Yes.
So the listener writes in, "Hi, Nicole and Jordana, obsessed with your podcast. Literally been on the same journey with Jordana, from dating to living with my boyfriend to getting engaged a month after her. So love the switch from you up to Betches Brides, but getting to the point." Oh, thank you.
We love that journey.
Yes.
People.
We're with you every step of the way. We've got you covered.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting to the point. People coming out of the woodwork trying to get an invite. I'm not saying I'm cool by any means. My boyfriend, Dev, is known as a great party thrower. Someone literally sent us a Christmas card from him and his dog. It was weird, and then texted asking about our wedding plans. But he got this text message from his old coworker who he occasionally does Pelotons with. She is talking about her baby's party in the day, for context, and they live many states away. Okay, so let's read the text and then I'll finish the email so that the listeners know what we're talking about. So you're the groom, and yeah. I'm the girl that he Pelotons with occasionally that lives many states away. Correct?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When is your wedding?
Tentatively, December 31st, 2021, if it's safe.
I hope so. Fingers crossed emoji. Emily's B-day party in the morning, your party at night. Ha ha ha. So she's saying Emily is her baby.
Yes.
And she lives many states away. She goes, "I'm sorry. Are we crazy, or is this a really weird thing to text someone? I have only met her once, and that one time was the only time he has seen her in the past 4 years. As he said, yeah, totally. Also, like, God forbid stuff is canceled. But honestly, there are just people who mean a lot more to me than someone I occasionally Peloton with." I assume he said that to his wife, the woman who's writing in, and
yes,
not the person. So basically, yeah, she thinks it's crazy. The husband says he also thinks it's crazy. And there are just people who mean a lot more to him than this woman. Are we both reading too much into it? How do we handle these types of questions for our upcoming wedding? And yes, the amount of unread text messages he has stressing me out as well. Her husband has, or her fiance has, 278 unread text messages.
The biggest thing I saw when I looked at the, I was like, what is happening?
That is nuts to me. I like, it gives me anxiety just like watching that.
Like, but is he the
kudos
president?
To him,
like,
for being
what?
Off his phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
True.
He's too busy throwing all these parties. So what do you think?
It's so funny because when I got engaged, I had these people too that would like DM me and be like, "Can't wait for the wedding." And some of those people were the ones that my people pleasing personality, like through that DM, got bullied into putting on the list. And now I'm on the original list.
Right.
And now those are the same people that I'm growing a pair and uninviting and blaming on Corona, because honestly, like it's those, you know, who you want there and you don't, when it comes down to it. It sounds to me like they both don't want this person there, but this person, it is weird that she's sending this like preemptive text saying like, "Oh, I'll have Emily's birthday party in the morning and then your party at night."
Right.
Like,
very presumptuous.
That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you'll get that. You'll get those texts.
How would you have responded to that text?
I would not respond. And then I would not keep them on the, I would not, if I respond, it's not going to be to that. It's going to be about something else. Like, if I want to talk to them about work, I'll respond about that. But I would not put them on the list. And then if they have the balls to bring up like, "Hey, what's happening with your wedding? Am I invited?" Then that's mm-hmm. where I address it. I just wouldn't say anything. I just.
Yeah. I think unless they're like specifically calling you out about not inviting them, there's no reason to have to do that. And then if they did that, just be like, we're trying to keep things like smaller than I had even anticipated. Like, hope all is well with you. Like, I'm whatever. Like, I would have loved to have you there, but unfortunately, like, we're just like the guest list size is like limited.
Yeah. I do think that's a good idea. If they want to kind of like nip it in the bud now and like not have there be any question with her, he could say back, oh, like, yeah, I wish I could invite coworkers and stuff. I wish, but we already know with everything going on, we've decided to keep it small. Like,
yeah.
Nip it there. I think
you could get ahead of it and do that. Or you could just be like, LOL, and change the subject. And then not do it and wait for them especially if they're not close enough where you like are really worried about like them not feeling included or you not addressing it with them. Cause it sounds like this person is like not a true friend in the way of like someone that he like really cares about maintaining a relationship with. Mm-hmm. I think you can kind of ignore it. If it was someone that actually like you, like you're on the border with where you're like, they could think that they were close enough to do this. Then I think you can preemptively text them if you think they would actually be really upset. As right. opposed to other things. I also think like it's interesting because I mean, I'm, as we talked about before, like a little older. So most of my friends are already married. You, I think, are like in that stage where like you're one of the first. And I do think like when I was like in my mid 20s, I did not understand that like you didn't just invite like, you know, kind of like it's funny. You used to have birthday parties and just invite everyone on Facebook and like whoever came and whoever didn't. And I kind of like, I think had a thought that weddings were like sort of similar. Like you'd invite everyone that you like kind of talk to frequently or even through work or like whatever. You're like, why not just invite anyone? And I remember thinking that there were gonna be a lot of weddings that I was just gonna be invited to because like I had was like an outer circle friend. And then now that I'm planning my own wedding or even before that, because all my friends have done it. I understand that it's like a huge cost every guest you have and like the space is limited and it's not the same way that you would dress like a Facebook birthday party circa 2014.
And aside from cost, it's also like it's a wedding. Like it's an intimate thing that they're witnessing. Like you might be reading vows at the ceremony. Like do you need every outer friend circle there like to witness that or no? That's my mentality now.
Totally.
But also now, cost is the biggest one for me.
100%. And also at this point, like most of the people, like a lot of the people who I would have had to cut, like have already gotten married and not invited me on a mutual basis.
See, that's so amazing.
It's even easier for me because I'm not like the first one who has to initiate the non-inviting. Like now it's like great. I don't have to worry about that because you didn't invite me.
I love that. I'm so jealous. We have some people that like invited us because they got married closer to us graduating college. So they invited us because again, Mike and I went to the same school. So we have those like friends that also met in school and got married. So we have those ones that invited us, but then also like now it's like, do I have to invite them too? Like, and Mike's saying like, yes, we do. And so I'm just like, fuck it. We will for those. But I love when like you don't get invited. So you're like, okay, you're off my list. Yay.
Yeah. And it's nice that you save some money already. I mean, having a destination wedding, I think it does allow me to invite a few more people than I would necessarily have wanted there just because I assume that they won't come. So I'm like, if they're borderline going to be offended, I'll just invite them. And I assume if we're like on the border, they're not coming to Mexico for my wedding. Although that could backfire. I will update you on that as it comes along. But my theory is like, okay, we're like the end of a pandemic. And like, we're not that close. I assume you're not coming, but like, I'm going to invite you because it's nicer.
It's a nice thing.
It's an easier thing to do than not. But I'm assuming that you're not coming. So we'll see if that backfires.
And they're like, woo, vacation, ready to party.
That's my biggest fear. Yeah. All those people that like actually wind up showing up.
Yeah.
Let's do our next question. What do you think?
Yes. The topic of this one is how can I fit the perfect guest experience into my destination wedding, which is super pertinent because Jordana is planning a destination wedding and we get questions about them all the time. So yeah, it's time for the perfect fit segment brought to you by Generation Tux. Getting the perfect fit for your fiance and groomsmen can be overwhelming and for some totally foreign. That's why Generation Tux makes it simple and painless so you can do everything online from the comfort of your own home. And as a bride, we all know how hard it can be to get everything to fit into your vision for the perfect wedding. No such thing as that. But so here's the perfect fit question of the week, brought to you by Generation Tux. All right, let's get right in. Hey, Jordana and Nicole, I love the pod and have been listening since before I got engaged. My fiance and I are having a destination wedding in 2022. I am wondering what is necessary to give slash provide our guests. What we have planned and provided for our guests, we have, okay, so it's a list here, a welcome reception the Friday evening before the wedding and drinks and with drinks and appetizers, champagne before the ceremony as guests arrive, cocktail hour with past appetizers, plated meal, open bar, and transportation after the reception to the downtown area where most hotels and bars are located on the island. With all of that being provided by us, we have opted out of having a favor for the guests to take home and welcome baskets in the rooms of the guests staying at the hotel where the wedding is taking place. My mother is insisting that I need to have favors for every guest and a welcome basket in each room. She thinks I am being cheap by cutting these out. Is she right? Should I have a favor and welcome basket? If so, what do I put in the welcome baskets? Thanks for all your help. Sincerely, Confused Betch.
This is a good question. As a fellow destination wedding person, I totally get what she's saying. I think it's kind of like up to her. I don't think it's cheap. I think it's like you have a budget. I mean, it's then in saying that, it's kind of like it's cheap to not do every single thing you could possibly do, if that's what cheap is. Like,
right.
It's kind of like she's doing what she can with the budget that she has. And I think what she's doing is like pretty nice, especially she's inviting everyone when it seems like she's saying it's a welcome party. It sounds like a rehearsal dinner, but I guess it's just drinks. But I think if she has the budget, that's what she's doing with it. Like, it's some people would say like it's cheap to not, you know, pay for your hotel, your guest's hotel. Like if you could afford that, of course, and then you don't pay for it. Like some would say that's cheap, but it's more like this is in your budget, like whatever you can afford, and people have the can choose to come or not come. I think the welcome bags are a little overrated. I don't think anyone really likes them that much. There's usually like some stupid shit in there that like
ditto.
No one really cares about, like some Advil and like, you know, a bottle,
it's always
like
the Advil.
Like a 1 ounce bottle of tequila. Like that's not really changing anyone's full experience. It's a nice gesture if you have the money. Like if I'm going to see how much I wind up spending and like whatever I have left. But like, I totally agree with her. Like it's not the main thing that people are going to care about. It's not an experience that they're going to see. Like it's a nice little extra thing if you have the budget, and tell your mom, like if she thinks it's cheap, you could say, well, I'm over budget. If you'd like to pay for them, I would love to have them. But like, that's where I like what's important to me for my guests is like that they have cool experiences that we're all at together. So I'm doing this welcome party and I'm putting money into the wedding and I want them to have a really good in-person experience. This seems like a nice little gift, but like if there's somewhere I'm going to cut, that's where I'm going to cut.
Right.
You know,
I completely agree. I think I've heard a lot of destination weddings. I've never actually been to one, which is a problem. I've heard a lot of destination weddings doing this like welcome reception because it's like a lot of people are flying in, blah, blah, whatever. I love that idea. She's doing the champagne before the ceremony. That's a fun little thing. I think people will definitely enjoy. I fully agree. Like welcome baskets. It's like my wedding personally, technically is a destination for people. It's going to be in Maryland. It's a destination for myself too, but it's not like a international destination wedding. But these welcome baskets, I've gotten them. They are a formality that I think got invented because it's a gesture. And it's a courtesy for your guests if they do have to travel from out of town. Hence why the welcome baskets are always given at the hotels. And look, it's nice. It's cute. I probably honestly like will end up doing it, but when I tell you welcome basket, I'm going to Sam's Club or Costco. I'll probably have my mother-in-law do this because she'll be better at it. I'll send them to Sam's Club or Costco. I'll get a big bulk box of chips for like $10, and then I'll split up the chips and put them in a little bag, and I'll probably do the travel Advil because honestly, that's what everyone does.
That's but what I'm saying.
It will not be anything nice. Like you're going to look at the bag and be like, oh, thanks for the like chips and mini water bottle, Nicole. But like,
That's a great tip, though. If you are going to do it, there are definitely ways to like save money by buying things in a lot of bulk. And you know what you could say to your mom is like, if it's really important to you, like, here's the budget that I have towards it. If you like, if you want to put together something that you think would be nice in this budget, or if you want to supplement it and we can do something even bigger, like, I'm happy to do that. This is the amount of money that I'm working with. That's really the non-negotiable. I can't contribute more than this.
Exactly. And we get a lot of questions about the wedding favors. We always get the question, are favors necessarily? Do I have to necessary? My thing is, we could talk all day about yes or no, but, and like what to give. I think it's another thing where like, if I get a koozie at a wedding, it's cool, but I end up throwing out the koozie later. Like, I like the favors that are food. I think a lot of venues offer like a late night food thing. And that, I think that should count as a favor, kind of like if you're getting, like,
I agree.
Yeah. Like my venue does like add to the Philly experience, cheesesteaks or something. Yeah.
Totally. Exactly. No one needs like a matchbook with your name on it. Like they're not, nothing against it. Like no one cares that much. Like if it's like, they get it, they're like, oh, this is cute. And then they like, maybe use it or maybe throw it out. And like, it's the kind of thing no one's like, like if I don't have this, like I will be like let down. It's more like, oh, this is like a nice extra thing that I didn't think about, but also like, I don't care that much. So I'm totally in agreement with the bride writing in.
Exactly.
But that's it for this week's Perfect Fit, brought to you by Generation Tux. Generation Tux specializes in online suit and tuxedo rentals delivered directly to your door. With over 20 styles of suits and tuxedos and hundreds of accessory colors, Generation Tux has everything your groom and groomsmen need to get the perfect fit. They provide free at-home try-ons to make sure you're getting the best fit possible, and their groomsmen management system ensures that your guys get fitted and order their garments on time. You can try Generation Tux and their award-winning customer service for yourself by going to generationtux.com. Visit to build your look and get started today. That's GENERATIONTUX.com. Should we get into our happily ever after segment? What do you think?
Yes. Love this one.
Listener writes, hi, Betches. Got a doozy for you. My fiance and I have been together for almost 6 years. Our wedding was just postponed to March 2022. A couple of days ago, I was cleaning our guest room and found divorce papers for my fiance and the person I thought was his ex-girlfriend. He never told me he was married before. His ex-wife was Italian, and my fiance is trying to explain that they did it for her green card. He was 25 and made a really stupid decision. His family doesn't even know about this marriage. But the part I can't get over is the dishonesty. I'm just heartbroken that he hid this from me for nearly 6 years. The few friends that I confided in think we can work through this, but I just don't know. We had a rough start in the beginning with trust and communication, and this is stirring up so many old feelings and insecurities. I truly don't know if I can get over this, but I don't want to throw away 6 years. For what it's worth, he's very apologetic and says in his heart and soul that he just doesn't feel that it was a real marriage. Again, it's the lie that is killing me, not just that he was married before. How would you feel? Sincerely, an unexpected second wife.
Woof. All right. I mean, this is a tough one. And this is where I got to lean on you because you're our relationship guru. I love how I dubbed you as that. Here's the thing. I agree. It's the dishonesty. 6 years hiding that you had a wife. That's a big deal. And that's something that has got to be addressed. Now, she did say there's a history of rough start of dishonesty and stuff in the future and in the beginning and communication. And this is all stirring up those old feelings. So like, it doesn't look like he has the best track record, but I don't know. I would kind of look at the past 6 years, look at your relationship, look at the track record and say like, is it worth it to work through this? And I do think like now that he is being apologetic, it's like you can definitely would want to talk this out and maybe don't like in your heart, if you want to stay with him, obviously don't leave him just because you feel like you need to. But this is a lot. Like this is a big deal. If I found out Mike, I'm looking at him in the kitchen right now. If he suddenly like I knew something that he was married, I'd be like, you are not who I thought you were at all. Like, that's a big thing that you never told me. So I don't know.
Right. I think, like you said, I think it's definitely more about the dishonesty than the marriage. If it was as insignificant as it was, like, I think that's something that you probably would understand, or I would assume you'd understand. I think it's really important, especially now your marriage is postponed until March 2022. I would use this time to get a couples therapist and really work through, because it sounds like this is a recurring theme in your relationship. The fact that you don't really seem to trust him. And also the fact that he, and obviously for a reason, and the fact, which is the other end of this, which is that for some reason, he doesn't feel comfortable telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why he doesn't feel comfortable telling the truth. I don't know what his thought was in lying to you. Maybe it was like he thought you would leave him, or he didn't think you would understand, or he doesn't know how to communicate with you in a way that he feels that you're going to be receptive. And I just think that's probably something about your communication style. I don't know that it's necessarily all him. Like, it could be, I don't know. I'm not privy to your relationship. I'm not privy to like your communication style or how comfortable he feels bringing things to you. But I think that's something that you should definitely work through with like a licensed therapist or a counselor or someone who can really get to the bottom of like why he's being dishonest, why he chose not to tell that to you, so that in a way that you'll understand, that wasn't like, oh, I just didn't think it was a big deal. Because it's like, if he didn't think it was a big deal, then he would have just told you. So he's clearly like not telling you because maybe he's like afraid, or maybe, again, like he doesn't feel like he can bring these kinds of things to you. So I would just get to the root of that. And usually like it's really helpful to have like an impartial person who can navigate you through that. And I would look at this postponement of your wedding as a blessing, because now you have like over a year. You guys can really get into it. You can get to the root of what your issue is. And then you can go into your marriage both feeling like you're not just like avoiding this elephant in the room and kind of just like going with the flow. Like, you're really working through an issue before you really make that huge commitment. And I think it's like, that's the most important thing.
Totally. I use that couples therapy, use it to talk about the past, the future. I agree with you. It's like, get to the why of why, like this, if he really didn't think this was such a big deal, he would have told you this right when things started to get serious in your relationship and you started like back when you were dating before you were even engaged. Like, he would have just told you and been like, hey, heads up, I do have an ex-wife. This is the situation. We got married just for her green card and blah, blah, blah. He would have just told you. But like you said, there's a reason why he didn't. And it's not at all her fault, but there's still a reason, and they need to get to that issue to avoid future not trust.
That's the more important thing to get to than the fact that he was married, is the reason why he doesn't feel like he can share things with you that you might not like.
Because when stuff comes up in the future, you're going to want him to share things and vice versa. And yeah. And couples therapy, I told Mike, like, I want to do it right now, like, for fun. We're getting tested in quarantine. We're in a one bedroom. He just had to scurry off to the bedroom to do a call. I'm in the living room. Like, it tests a relationship, and couples therapy, don't underestimate the power of it.
Totally. And you're lucky you're doing pre-Kana. I don't know. And I assume that's like, again, something to sort of like, if she was someone who was doing pre-Kana, I would assume this would be something that would kind of come up and you could talk through that. But again, if you're not religious or that's not your thing, there's a million counselors that will see you virtually that could help you work through something like that. I don't think the two of us are going to be able to tell you what to do, because we don't know like the reasons why any of this happened or anything about like your past relationship history, but I highly suggest you find someone who can help navigate you guys through this. Should we do some unpopular opinions? Can you explain what the segment is?
Yes. Okay. So we do this on our Instagram story, and it's literally our most popular Instagram story segment. So we're moving it to the podcast because that's what we do. So basically, we had our audience submit their unpopular opinions about weddings. And it's pretty self-explanatory. It's an opinion that not everybody's going to say or address or say out loud because it's an unpopular one. And it goes against the norms, which we love. So we are going to go through a couple here, and we're going to tell you our opinions and tell you also what our audience said about these. So the first one is probably our most popular and most frequently submitted one, and it is wedding cake is overrated.
Agree. What do you think?
Okay. I have mixed thoughts.
You can disagree with me. Totally cool.
No, I mean, okay. So I think I agree with the statement. It is overrated, but I still, the traditional gal in me still loves having at least a small cake there. Like with my physical wedding, I'm having a small wedding cake and then doing like some cupcakes to supplement it. Mm-hmm. Then, and they're actually, it's from a really great baker. So they're going to be good, but like, I know a lot of our audience members have said like they feel that wedding cake is overrated because it just doesn't always taste that good and it's overpriced and it's just like not necessary. Yeah.
I feel like it's much more about the aesthetics. Like mm-hmm. it looks cool, but I cannot tell. I've been to so many weddings. I cannot tell you anything about any of the cakes.
No one eats it.
I do not remember anything about any of the cakes. Like I don't remember what they look like. I don't remember what they tasted like.
Do you eat the cake?
I mean, I've definitely been given cake. At the point where the cake is served, I'm usually like so
wasted
drunk that mm-hmm. I do not, I'm just eating. I would eat anything that you put in front of me. so I can't say if they were good or not. I'm sure it was like fine. I don't care about the cake like at all. Like literally, right. Like I haven't even thought about a wedding cake, like, or what I was going to do about it until this very minute when you said this poll. But I mean, some people, like, I know Sammy, like, for example, obviously, like,
loves cake.
She's like a huge cake person. The cake
so
is like part of who she is. Sounds like it's part of who you are. Like, to me, I could not give a shit. Like, it would be, I assume that wedding cakes are much more expensive than a regular cake that you didn't say was for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I think totally cool to cut it or minimalize it if it's in your budget.
Right, right.
But that's just me. I'm not a cake person.
It's so funny because I've eaten the cake and I remember like the last wedding I went to, the cake tasted good. It was like a vanilla coconut thing, which is very up my cake alley. But I truly don't remember like what they look like. So honestly, don't spend a lot of money on like the aesthetic look of your cake. Like nobody like walks over.
Duncan Hines.
Exactly.
Get me some cake mix.
Yeah. It'll be like
your guests will not know the difference. I honestly think if you made a funfetti cake and you distributed it and no one saw the cake, they'd probably be like, this is the best wedding cake I've ever had. Like no one would fucking know.
Oh, exactly. Our audience was torn on this though. So even though a lot of people submit it, I guess the audience in our poll on Instagram stories voted 51% disagreed with the wedding cake's overrated statement. And
so 51% like the cake.
Correct. And then 49% of people agreed. And that was like a couple weeks ago. Honestly, it depends who votes and it might have changed. But yeah, it's always a submitted one as an unpopular opinion, but people seem pretty torn.
I think this is a real thing of like, are you a cake person or are you not? Like if you yourself personally like cake, I bet you you're like, must be cake.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself or not. All right, Nicole, what would you rather? Like, would you rather have no cake or no veil?
Oh, God. That's so random. That's tough because literally,
probably the same price.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, probably. Honestly, I'd probably have no veil. I mean, but a veil, I feel like people would be like, where's her veil? Whereas cake, if you have other desserts, people wouldn't be like, where's the cake? But I don't, I'm a cake bitch. I would rather just have no veil. What about you?
I don't think I was going to ever have, I guess no veil because like, I don't think I'm going to have a veil.
Really?
So it's an easy, I don't know, does everyone, I'm not getting married like in a church or anything. Like,
yeah, you're doing.
Are veils beach. Like, I didn't even really know veils. I haven't gone dress shopping, so I haven't been like talked into the veil by like some aggressive salesperson.
They'll try.
So that might change. But I haven't even really thought about doing, it's like another thing where I'm like, I haven't thought about this either.
I know I'm not going to spend money on it. I'm borrowing like Sammy's or Ashley's. They both actually offered. Maybe if you want Sammy's, you can have hers. I'll take Ashley's.
Right. I'll take them. We can use them both. Our weddings are 2 months apart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wear both. I'll wear both veils. And then, or you wear both veils and then you give them to me.
Yeah. It's not something I'm like, I care that much about. I'm not like, I need the, but I don't know. I feel like that's where like the traditional Italian like grandparents would be like, where's her veil?
That's really funny. Okay. So we are different to the audience because the audience is more into cake.
Mm-hmm.
But we should do would you rathers with the audience too. If you guys would like that, let us know. Email us brides@betches.com with your questions and thoughts.
Yes.
What's the next one?
Garter tosses are pointless/not necessary. This is also a popular one. Everyone says. Some people say trashy too instead of pointless, but I chose the garter tosses are pointless.
What do you think?
I agree because I think like our parents did them back in the day. I truly don't think I've been to a wedding where there's a garter. Like what? Yeah. I don't even know where to get a garter.
I think it's like a little tacky and sexual.
Yes, right? I agree.
Like
I don't want my family watching that.
Yeah. To me, it's like very uncomfortable. Like I haven't actually seen that done at any weddings that I've been to.
Same.
But if it was, I think I would be like cringing a little bit. But if that's your thing, go for it. Not for me. I think the audience agreed on this one, right, with us?
Oh, the audience, the percentage, I forget what it was, but it was like 90% agree. Everybody thinks like no more garter tosses. We can do away.
Garter tosses are over.
What do you do? Like you have him. I truly think like I've seen pictures from like maybe not my own parents, but older people's weddings where like the man is taking the garter off of her leg. Like I don't even know what that custom is. I just know.
I think it's like a virginity sexual like custom.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's one of those wedding traditions that we can lay to rest.
What about like tossing the bouquet? Do people still do that?
Oh, that's a big unpopular opinion. People are like, not needed. I learned this recently. No, actually, not the weddings I've been to.
I feel like that's over. It's also like kind of anti-feminist. Like it's like, who's going to be the next to get married?
Have you seen the proposals when people do it? And it's like, instead of the bride throwing it, she'll turn around. I've seen so many videos of proposals being done this way. Instead of throwing it, she'll pretend to, and instead she'll turn around and hand it to one of her bridesmaids or one of the women. And the woman will be like, what? She'll like grab the bouquet and be like, what? And then her future fiance will be kneeling on one knee proposing. And it's like, if that happened, if I were at my wedding and like one of my guy friends was like, I'm going to propose to so-and-so, like, can we do it this way? I'd be like, no, you can't.
I'd be like, do you not propose at my wedding? Get your own event. This is very expensive.
Yeah.
Like, and it like, it's not about you.
Exactly.
I think that's terrible. Oh my God. I can't imagine letting someone.
It's a common thing.
That's crazy. If someone proposed to someone at my wedding, I would be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no.
This is not about you. Pick your own day.
Exactly.
That's really funny. Garter tosses. I think garter tosses and throwing the bouquet are both like
done.
Whoever was doing their PR for those two things like failed miserably and they are over.
They're over.
Yes.
I do know one tip about the bouquet. If you're going to, I learned this recently because we did a thing about it and the audience like DM'd. Apparently you never throw I remember saying like, oh, that's a waste of money, but you never throw the real bouquet. You can get a throw bouquet from your florist, like a separate one to throw. But again, like I don't need to be doing any of that.
Sounds like a scam to me.
Yeah.
Here's an additional piece of money you have to spend on fake flowers to throw for some like really weird outdated tradition of like passing on the wedding thing.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's do our last one, which is bridal party entrances are a waste of time/not needed. What do you think?
I disagree because I think they're funny and fun. I get that they could be a waste of time and cut into like dinner and dancing, but I still haven't decided if I'm going to do them at my own or not, but I do think they're funny and fun. Maybe it's like where I'm from and people do them.
But yeah. I think that's like a very like geo-targeted thing. Like it's either mm-hmm. a thing or it's not. Although I've been to one wedding where that was thing. I like didn't even know what was happening. I was like, why are we going to a different room than we're going into the thing? I didn't realize like, because that was the only one I've been to where they had, where they were announcing the bridal mm-hmm. party. I thought it was like a little unnecessary. Was I like so bothered by it? No, it was like fine. I just thought like, could have not done this.
Yeah. I will say I do hate when they're like, you have to make up a special, like my sister's wedding.
My
sister's
God, a like, special dance? Are you joking?
We had to make up each a thing. And I was like stressing about it. And I was with my future brother-in-law. So my sister's husband's brother. We were paired together and we grabbed my little half sister who was the flower girl. And we were like, you do something cute and clever. And she was like fun, like willing to. And we just did this thing where we like, we pretended to be taking photos of her and she like striked different poses. That way, like she had to take the brunt of it and we didn't have to like do much.
She probably loved it way more.
She did. Yeah. But
I didn't realize there was like, I didn't realize you had to like do a special dance. Like in that case, definitely not. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to make anyone else do that.
I can picture like, you hating that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the last person you can imagine doing the special dance coming out.
You like where a is song.
Oh my God. I would walk out and I'd be like, where is the bar? Like that is my special, the special dance to the bar. So I can like have enough alcohol in me to do the special dance.
Yeah, exactly. It is cheesy. Like some people like you always see when they have to do it, people grab like beers and you like interlace your arms. I can't do it with myself, but, and you like chug. I've seen
that
people yeah. walking out, like do that. Like you have to just make up a special shtick to do.
Yeah. I get it. If it's like your thing, like that's cool. It's kind of like everything about a wedding is cheesy. So like, if you want to pick one thing or another, like it's your time to be cheesy. This is no hate on anyone's like cheesy thoughts. It's kind of like everyone, who cares what everyone else thinks? We say that all the time while we're simultaneously right. judging you in this very segment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, TBD if I'm actually going to make my people do an entrance or not.
Well, please let us know. I would love to know what silly dances everyone winds up doing. And that's our episode. I think we were really helpful. If you have a question that you want us to answer or an unpopular opinion you would like to get polled, please email brides@betches.com or email at betchesbrides. And Nicole will seriously consider whether or not to ask the audience your question.
Yes.
That's it for us. Till death do us part.
Betches.